Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we have a very interesting and lengthy talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Bill Kutka. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Just in time for the holidays, Hayward Power Sports actually has some 2023 Polaris off-road vehicles in stock and ready for sale. Nope, it's not a Christmas miracle, but it's great timing for an awesome Christmas gift. Pick up a Polaris RZR XP 1000 and get a $1,000 rebate plus 1 year Polaris limited warranty. Or choose 2.99% financing for 60 months. When it comes to side-by-sides, in addition to the heart-pumping RZRs, we also have the workhorse Polaris Ranger and the most comfortable and powerful crossover machine, the Polaris General. We even have the machine that started it all, the Polaris Sportsman ATV. Plus, during the holiday sales event, they all offer special promotional financing. Have a young rider, be an ultimate Santa, and take advantage of a $300 rebate or special financing on a 110cc Polaris Youth ATV. These are all brand new 2023 models, and the stock is very limited. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down Hayward Bait and Bottle, and I got Jarrett McCarthy in here again. Jarrett, we're recording this, we're a week out after that big snowstorm, a week ahead of one of theirs. That was a lot of snow and heavy snow.
That was one heck of a snowfall. And, you know, we had that Tuesday, we had, 8-10 inches, went off and cleared the deck out, came inside. Went to bed, woke up the next morning, feels like we had more out there, more than what we shoveled off. So, yeah, it's great if you're a penguin, but if you're an ice fisherman, it's tough to get out right now.
Well, not only was snow, but it was, my neighbor said, he plowed a lot of driveways and stuff over his time, and he said that's some of the heaviest snow he's ever seen. They didn't even want to plow good. It was so sticky and wet. And that getting on the ice is something we did not need with only 4 to 7 inches of ice out there.
Yeah, it was tough, especially with that weird warm-up that we had late November. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of ice on the lake. We had anywhere from 4 to 7 inches if you were lucky on a certain body of water, and all that snow weight has just created piles of slush and standing water out on the ice.
You know, and that just does nothing but creates a lot of more slush until we get cold enough weather. We've got cold weather as we're forecast here coming in. We're recording this or like a few days ahead of time, we always do, and we're looking at some sub-zero temperatures supposedly in the forecast. That's not going to be enough, I don't think, with the amount of snow for insulation there.
It's not. It'll do a good job of freezing that very top layer, that top, 2 to 4 inches. But, you're going to have 2 to 4 inches of, solid snow or ice or what have you. Then you're going to have a giant layer of slush and water in between. Then you're going to get back to good ice. So it'll be a mess either way. But we really, really need some cold temperatures. And on the backside of the cold temps that we have over the next week, I see another warm-up coming where it gets back up into the high 20s, low 30s with maybe even some more snow. So, yeah, we got some tough ice-making conditions ahead of us.
And the thing is, we will have people. I know I don't recommend people going out on 4 or 5 inches of ice with a snowmobile. But sooner or later, we'll have enough snowmobile traffic. Once we start developing a little ice, and once it's to going, it'll build more ice on those trails especially. And it's messed up snowmobile trails, too, because branches down, trees down, and a lot of those trails, they interconnect across the lakes, they interconnect across swamps, and none of that's going to freeze very good until we get get, you know, some temperatures to freeze it.
Yeah, so hopefully these temps that we've got coming up really do their job. Yeah, we really need some ice to make all those trails go over smoothly.
We get more snow coming, too, from the forecast. Anyway, you know, what before that storm, what did you hear as far as the fishing, and what have you heard since?
Before that storm, you know, we were hearing a lot of people that were having success in shallow water for walleye and pike. Some nice walleyes were being caught on, you know, some of the back body waters, like the Chippewa Floch before the season ended. But after this snow and, you know, everything that we've gotten, we haven't heard many people going out. We're seeing some people going out, but not a lot of reports back. Just a lot of people getting wet out there.
You know, I have consistent reports of right around 7 inches of ice, give or take a little bit, but it's down in some places, maybe less than that. But on a lot of the smaller lakes, especially up in flowages, I've heard a lot of reports around that 6 to 7 inches.
It's 6-7 inches, you know, it's more than I've heard, you know, before we had that snow. I was out on a couple of bodies of water and I had maybe 5.5, maybe 6. But yeah, if there's 6 or 7, that's, you know, the more the merrier.
You know, what do you recommend once we get where we can get out here for fishing? I mean, that amount of snow is going to change things because the light on the penetration, the weeds are going to die a lot quicker, and the fish won't be quite as spooky, I don't think.
Yeah, it almost kind of speeds up the early winter bite where a lot of those fish are up shallow. You know, those weeds will die off, and a lot of those fish are going to start moving out to deeper water, those drop-offs, those basin kind of bites, which makes fish, you know, somewhat easier to find if they're going out into deeper water. But yeah, you know, especially crappies. Crappies will be the number one thing on a lot of people's list around here when they move out into deep water.
I think there's going to be a lot of fishing out of shacks this winter because the mobility factor is going to be a little more difficult with that amount of snow.
I think so, too. You know, you're going to go out and you're going to set up on a spot where you know fish are coming through. You know, you won't have to keep moving the shack through all the snow and slush and just kind of sit and camp on fish and wait for them to come through.
You know, and that's really unfortunate because the best fishing always seems to be if you're more mobile.
It is. And it's a lot more fun, too, just to be able to get out and hole hop, especially on your nice weather days. But, I mean, if you're constantly walking through a foot of slush or what have you, you know, it doesn't pay to keep moving because, you know, the more slush, more water on you, you know, you freeze up a lot faster.
Yeah. I think by the time we get into January here, things are going to change radically because, you know, and we're really early right now. I mean, we're coming up to Christmas as we're recording this. This weekend will be Christmas, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas out there and they get all that stuff that they wanted to get, you know, for Christmas. I know that you've been probably having selling a few things down here at the store for that.
Oh, yeah, lots of goodies going in stockings and tackle boxes, and I think we're going to call them tackle box stuffers around here instead of stocking stuffers. But yeah, we hope that everybody has a Merry Christmas, and if you're looking for any last minute gift ideas, definitely stop on down and see us for the fishermen and your family.
You know, and it's not just for fishing. You got stuff for hunting here too, and you know, anybody wants to brave getting out there. I don't know how many people are going to finish up that last part of the bow season out there.
Hunting, fishing, we've got it all, Ed, and for everybody that wants to wait for everything to freeze up, you know, we've got liquor on the other side too.
You bet. Well, I know I want to thank you for taking the time coming on here, Jarrett, and let's wish everybody out there a merry, very, very merry Christmas, and next week we'll be looking at a whole new year out there.
A very merry Christmas, and I'll meet all you snowmobilers on Nelson Lake right away, and we'll start paving a trail over there.
Make a trail out there, right? But you know what? We want to be very cautious on the ice out there because the reports were there was an awful lot of 4 to 5 inches of ice, but then there were some places that was as high as 7 inches.
Yep, so just be careful over the holiday season, whatever you decide to do.
You bet. Well, thanks, Jared, for coming on here.
Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we have a very interesting talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Bill Kutka. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports has a limited number of Can-Ams in stock. Come pick a 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATV, or we have the 2023 Can-Am Commander and Defender side-by-sides, and special promotional financing is available on all of them. Want to really surprise a young rider? Hayward Power Sports has Can-Am 90cc youth ATVs that offer a $500 rebate or 0% financing for 60 months. These machines will go fast, so don't miss out. Get your Can-Am today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know on the show here, we tend to get a lot of different pro anglers and fishing guides on. On this week's show, we talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Bill Kutka about walleye fishing, both in the Great Lakes and locally. We're talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Bill Kutka, who also fishes some tournament stuff yet, walleye tournament stuff, but you also fish out there in Great Lakes, out in Erie. Good to have you on the show here again, Bill.
Hey, John. It's always a pleasure to share time with you. Yeah, I just closed up shop here the first week of October and headed out to Lake Erie. I think I got out there October 18th this year, and I guided, or they call it chartering, out there through November 27th. I got home.
Well, you know, when it comes to walleye populations, I know a lot of places they're having some trouble trying to get the recruitment up on the walleyes. I noticed that in northern Wisconsin, we've been fighting that for a while. In northern Minnesota, they're having problems in some places, Michigan. But the Great Lakes seem to be doing okay and holding their own for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, even up on Lake Superior, I think a lot of people overlook the opportunity. You can get walleye throughout the year, really, up in Lake Superior on the South Shore. But, Lake Erie in particular, as a matter of fact, I do quite a bit of seminars in the off season at sports shows, and one of my seminars is on Lake Erie. And Lake Erie has more fish in it than the other four Great Lakes combined. And that's everything from shad to walleye to muskie to whatever.
Well, when you're talking about walleyes, any difference in the presentations you use when you're fishing like Lake Erie or up on Lake Superior compared to what we'd use on our local lakes here in northwest Wisconsin?
You know, the answer is no. It just depends on time of year and what they're doing. It's bigger bodies, and they're following, you know, different patterns for sure. They're looking at water temp, they're looking at currents, and they're looking at bait fish. You know, like in Lake Erie in particular, you know, most of the fish spawn on the Western Basin, which is, you know, we'll call it Port Clinton and west, over to Toledo and up in the Detroit area. But then they migrate in the after they're done spawning. You know, in May, June, they start thinking about moving east because that's where the cooler temperatures are going to be in the water, and the bait starts to move out. But, you know, you get them out there jigging, you know, Superior, you can get them jigging, trolling, casting. So, you know, same techniques, but, you know, just have to, you know, pick apart the time of the year that you're there and adapt.
Well, that roaming and where they move and migrate in areas, that probably is mostly bait fish related, isn't it?
Yep. It's water temperature and bait fish that you know, get those fish to move. But what's happening a lot, especially on Lake Erie, you know, last year's statistics, I need to scrub them up this year for the populations. But last year in my slides, there were 151 million walleye over 15 inches in Lake Erie last year, and the average was 22 inches. And they had the biggest hatch ever in the spring of 21. So a lot of fish are, you know, coming up with residency. You know, they're not all moving. You know, there's a lot of fish that, you know, still hang, you know, on the western side. But the big percentage of fish do start to move, the, you know, chase those bait fish. And people ask, you know, what do they eat? You know, they eat each other, but there's an abundance of I've got some snapshots of some slides of bait fish that I got this year out there, shad and smelt, that will blow your mind. But there's good forage out there for them, too.
Well, you know, and when you're looking closer to home here, Lake Superior, the same thing. A lot of people know that we've got walleyes in Lake Shawamigan Bay, but there's other areas that are just as good, maybe better. I know the whole stretch, if you move down along that south shore going back toward the St. Louis River and even into the St. Louis River, you've got some phenomenal walleye populations in there that virtually a lot of times don't even get touched. In the river it does, but along that south shore, not that many people walleye fish for them.
No, they don't, and they really need to. Right from Superior up in front of the Amicon River all the way up to Port Wing. You know, it's just a tremendous amount of good class walleye, big walleye. You know, your chances of getting a 30-inch plus walleye are pretty great up there.
You know, what do you look for there when you, if you're up here along that shore? I know if you look at the hydrographic map or the topographical map, there's a lot of area up north of Iron River in there where you actually have a fairly good-sized shelf. And there's probably a lot of rock structure off that shore with, before it goes out into that excessively deep water.
Yep. I'll look for water temperature, number one. And then, you know, the structure. Structure and water temperature are the two key components that you're going to look for. Then look for your bait fish. You know, look for the reasons that those fish are going to hang around there. And, you know, you put those three ingredients together and start to mark some fish, you'll catch them.
I think the biggest reason why that probably stretch we're talking about there doesn't get fished that hard is just because on one side you've got the shoreline, on the other side you've got nothing but big open water in Lake Superior, and you got to pick your weather, you got to pick your conditions, because that can get extremely hazardous being out there actually, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any lake, you have to, you know, be you know, weather attentive and condition attentive, but in particular the Great Lakes can switch on you in a heartbeat, and not everyone's equipped for that kind of water. You know, you want to have good marine safety out there as well, but you know, it's not a far jaunt, and you know, maybe it's something you're not going to do every weekend, but you know what, I think, you know, people have to get up there and try it.
I know you and a lot of the guys that fish on Erie and Lake Superior and stuff, they're all running 20-foot or bigger boats. But the guy that has the actual 16, 17-foot boat can still get in on that. You just have to be real cognizant of the weather and the wind direction and pick your days, like I said before.
You really do, and we're blessed with so many apps on our phones now, you know, whether it's a NOAA app or Windy or... And they're pretty precise, you know. I've got quite a few tools on my phone that I'll use weather, and I'll get alerts on significant changes in weather where it tells me what's going to go on, you know, so I can react if something changes. But just like, you know, we've talked on other programs, you know, you do your homework on how you're going to fish and where you're going to fish. Do your homework on what the weather's going to be. I've been on some of our lakes around here that have just blown up on me. It's like, whoa, you know, and... you know, it doesn't take a lot for a lake or a river to whip up.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with pro angler and fishing guide Bill Kutka. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily.
for same-day urgent care or emergency surgery. Make sure you call early in the day, as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with fishing guide Bill Kutka.
Trolling is always an option on a lot of those waters. I know there's a lot of trolling on Lake Superior and on any of the Great Lakes, but we have that option available to us now on virtually every water in northern Wisconsin, and that's a tactic I think that a lot of people haven't taken the time to learn yet, because once you get into the summer period, especially when it comes to walleyes, there's so much food out there that these fish get hard to catch, it seems like, and throwing out a piece of natural live bait out there, it may not get you anything except for maybe that last 15 minutes of the day. You might find a bite on top of one of the bars or something, but you can catch fish a lot of times by triggering those responses. We've talked about that before, by triggering a responsive strike, and I don't know if anything is much better than that than trolling and covering a lot of water and putting your bait in front of a lot of different fish.
You need to, and you're right. I mean, not every fish that bites your bait is hungry. It's a reaction, or it's, you know, you're ticking it off, and that's good. But, you know, trolling, I like trolling, and I hate trolling at the same time. You know, if someone were to say, Bill, you know, it's your last day on earth, how do you want to catch walleye today? Give me some jigging rod, and give me some live bait, give me a good old, you know, fireball jig, and let me go have some fun. I love that feel. I love that tick. I love, you know, sighting them now with active target and fishing at them. But trolling, to me, is a way for you to identify a lot of things, not only where the fish are, but also I use it, and I was like, oh, I never knew there was a rock hump here. I'll mark it. You know, as you're fishing and trolling, use it as an education as well on contour changes or, you know, bottom structure that maybe you didn't know was there, or I didn't know this point came out like this with this little cut. You know, mark it, go back in there. But I also, if I start catching fish trolling, I do a lot of S turning. I'll change the speeds of my bait. But if I start getting on some fish, I look like I just won an Indy race or a NASCAR race. I'll spin that boat around and I'll come right back through those fish, because not every fish within a school is biting, right? So I'll get back on them. And if I get enough activity, I'll pull those rods in with those OR12 offshore boards faster than you've ever seen. I'll grab the jigging rods and bobbers, and we'll start jigging them and bobbering them. I don't care if I'm in 40 foot of water. If I know they're there and they're active, you know, I'll pull those trolling rods in, and we'll, like I said, we'll have fun jigging and bobbering.
Well, you know, when you're trolling too, and you can switch back once you find the fish, you can get back on them too, but sometimes making multiple passes through those fish, because like I mentioned before, triggering responsive strikes, you have to be within that strike window where those fish basically come pretty close to them. So you can make a pass through there two or three times sometimes and still keep catching fish.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of times, and I always demonstrate on my Lowrance HDS 12 Lives, when I have customers in a boat, I'll show them, you know, or they'll say, hey, boy, you've been working this spot, you know, but they'll see our activity, you know, on how and why I'm going back through that school.
Yeah, one thing that you made a point of too, and I emphasize that all the time when I'm out with people, is that if you have the side imaging in your boat, it doesn't matter whether what brand it is, but if you have good side imaging and you have it dialed in right, when you're trolling, you run that, because I've marked almost every fish crib on a bunch of different lakes by trolling for walleyes or trolling for panfish, and watching that side imaging, I find all kinds of stuff and structure and different things, hard to soft bottom transitions, rock ridges, all kinds of structure you will find really fast by actually just using that sonar and side imaging while you're trolling.
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like a periscope underwater for you. Instead of looking above the water, you're looking under. And, to your point, one of the things I teach in the seminars, too, is, fish the fish you don't see and fish skinny water. And skinny water isn't always, 5 foot of water depth. Skinny water, to me, can be the top 10 foot of a water column in 50 foot. So when you've got that active target or live scope, whatever you're using, and you're looking and you're searching as you're trolling, you're saying, oh, look at those fish, 8 feet down, the surface, 40 feet out. And you can identify what they are. I'm going to either make an S-turn and get in on, or I'm going to quickly raise baits up, or I'll have a bait. If I see enough of that activity, I'll shorten some lines up and get those fish in the top part of the water. I was talking to Keith Cavallas out in Lake Erie, and he does the same thing. As he's doing his S-turns, he's looking around, and if he sees a fish or more off on the right side of the boat or starboard side of the boat, he's going to move those baits over on top of those fish. So absolutely, if you've got it on your boat, switch it on while you're trolling.
Well, you mentioned the live sonar, too. Are you seeing many of the guys doing tournaments doing any of the sharpshooting for walleyes? Because I've actually played around with the live scope on a couple of our lakes here where I can actually see the walleyes at 18 to 35 feet of water. I can actually see them on the sonar, watch them react to my bait, and actually drop a drop shot rig with a leech on it or a crawler right in front of their face and get them to bite, where you can precisely put that bait right on top of the fish with that. And I know that's going on muskies, it's going on with walleyes, other fish. Are you seeing many of the guys doing the tournaments starting to do that now too?
Absolutely, and have been. You go on big bays or big areas like Green Bay, you're throwing rip and wraps, you're looking out 80 feet, 70 feet, 100 feet out in front of you. You're seeing two fish, three fish on a piece of structure, and you're casting to them, and you're watching your bait fall right into them. I think it's getting so sophisticated that some tournament circuits are looking to really reevaluate having that technology used.
Yeah, it's almost like cheating, but, you still got to make a bite. That's all that you can find them. It makes it a lot easier to find them, but you still have to make them bite, and sometimes they just don't want to do it.
It's funny you say that. You know me by now. I'm a pretty much an open book guy. I love having people on my boat. I love them when they get off my boat, whether they bring your boat up to Hayward and they fish the next 3 days. I'll tell them where to go, how to do it, wherever. But I always let my ending line to them is, you still got to catch them. it's getting to the point of the technology is so advanced right now.
You bet. Well, Bill, a lot of good information as usual every time we talk to you. Anybody looking for your guide service, how to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah, we started on Lake Erie. People should really consider that. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's now the walleye capital of the world, and there's a couple tournaments out there that go from October 14th through November 27th next year. One is called the Walleye Slam, and the other is the Fall Brawl. You pay $35 once for each tournament, and you can weigh a fish in every day as long as it is bigger than the one before. But, I think the top prize in one was a 622 Ranger this year. The other was a 238 Warrior. So really encourage people to try that Lake Erie bite. It's amazing. But, Bill Kutka, angling.com is a website. I've opened up all my dates for next year for both Hayward and Lake Erie. And my cell is 715-699-4833, or they can shoot me an email at bill@billkutkaangling.com.
And Bill, you also fish. Besides the Lake Erie, you fish. You spend all summer here fishing all of the lakes in the Hayward area here, including the
Absolutely. Yep, starting early May, and I'll finish up, mid-October. You bet.
Well, Bill, thank you, and like I said, a lot of great information.
Thanks, John. Always a pleasure to share time with you.
You bet.
Well, folks, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.